This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, an NFL legend sitting down with us once again as we're live on Radio Row. Our coverage brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. And even though this guy wore 41 in the pros, second great number 22 on the show today, jersey retired at Fresno State, number 22.
Bold on the Valley.
I feel good already. What'd you give me? What's in this?
Woo, Lorenzo Neal.
Got a live wire here. Lorenzo Neal, 16 seasons, three-time All-Pro, member of the 2000s All-NFL team. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, my God, legendary, man. This is great. You guys got me rolling already. I mean, I was dragging a little bit. My man over here to my right said, hey, pop this in your mouth and see what you feel like. The Zen, I'm watching all these guys on these shows. And
yeah.
Taking it. Trump's taking it. Hell, he taking it. Hell, the orange man taking it. Let me take it. So
I'm excited to see where this takes you over the course of the next season.
Oh, absolutely. Circle back in 30. We'll see how you're feeling.
Hey, how about that coffee flavor, though? That's legit.
That coffee flavor is so good when it touches my lips. I mean, it was amazing. Have you had the coffee yet?
I have.
He was the one that discovered it.
Yeah. For the love of me. I'm feeling good right now.
It's got like a French vanilla thing to it.
What do you think of it, Brian?
I'm an old school Tic Tac guy.
Lorenzo, you're clearly a guy that knows how to have a good time. What's it like being drafted into New Orleans in the 90s? What was that like for a young man?
You know what? For a young man coming from Fresno, you have to realize, come from a town of Lemoore. We didn't have a stoplight growing up, no McDonald's. So you know what? It was it was really different. You know, I called my mama to come stay with me for a week because I was like, Mama, you got to come over here. I ain't seen all these brothers with all these trophy cases in their mouth. It was crazy. So it was a really culture shock for me. To come, you know, in a small town, you go more. It's like, dude, I think we had 1,200 kids at the school. That's a pretty big high school. It's like only maybe 7 or 8 brothers or, you know, a black. So it's like, so it's crazy. And you go to a different place, New Orleans, and the culture, you know, you come in. It's like, you know, I remember dating a girl here, and she's like, hey, I'm a dater. And I'm like, okay. I was like, you want to go to dinner? She goes, you want to go to dinner? Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah. So they answer the question first. I wasn't used to the culture, and I fell in love with it. I bought a house here, kept the house for like 10, 12 years in Kenner. So it was amazing being able to coach, play for Jim Mora, playing with the Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson.
Those guys.
Oh, my God. Sam Mills, Von Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
These guys would kick my butt at practice, but they made me tough. They made me the player that I was, the player I became, because of what these guys put me through and how they helped me, how they mentored me. So I love my days with the Saints.
I mean, you got to be one of the toughest guys in the history of the league, right? To do what you did for 16 seasons. How'd that hold up?
You know what? I think the wrestling background. I was All-American in college, you know, ranked number 3 in the country.
Damn right, he was a wrestler.
You know it.
Oh, I was scout. I mean, I'm going to draft wrestlers.
Come on, now.
All day.
Who's this guy? He woke up now. Okay.
You popped that zin in.
You popped that zin. I didn't even see it happen.
I'm just listening. I'm listening to my man here talk about. He's from the. They're talking about Fresno, the Valley. Draft those guys. Those are tough kids from Fresno. You talk about wrestling background. That's why. That's it. That's scouting right there.
Yes.
That's the type of guy right there you want.
You're right. The wrestling background.
It helps.
It's just
a lot.
The one-on-one.
Yeah.
You get on a mat with someone, and it's just you and a guy. I mean, you got to realize, my senior year, I was 42-0 with 38 pins. You're lucky. Once some padlocks locked on you, man, I'm choking guys out, putting them to sleep. I'm used to wrestling cows and pigs. I was raised on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that one-on-one. You can't blame it on the quarterback. You can't blame it on offensive linemen. You can't blame it on anybody. It's just you and another man. So that wrestling mentality, offseason, I would come back to Fresno State and wrestle. I would get in a ring with Chuck Liddell and spar and wrestle with, you know, the Iceman. Me and him from the, you know, wrestling college. And I had Paul Vaden as a light middleweight champion of the world sparring. Just I did everything. I wanted to make sure in the offseason that outworked. I mean, I got on the farm, bucking hay, you know, boom, getting the hooks and using it. It's just it carrying submit. So those are some of the things you ask. What? How did I play that one? That's why. This the attitude, the commitment to hard work, I think that kept me in the league so long.
You look like you're still doing some cement carries.
Well, hell, let's go do it!
I mean, you're still an absolute monster.
No, I stay in the – I try to stay active. You know, you turn 54 and you know, I'm still – you know, I'm trying to get in 200-300 push-ups a day. I'm still, you know, doing 21 arm push-ups. The big fella still can do it. You want me to jump down and do it right now?
Yeah,
are you down
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, baby.
Lorenzo
I don't believe
Neal,
it. I don't believe
greatest,
it.
One of the greatest fullbacks of all time at 54 years old, cranking out one-arm push-ups like an absolute Rocky Balboa animal. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know it was 20 in a row.
Whoa, look at – hey, that left pinky. Hey, what's going on with that left pinky right there, Lorenzo?
That thing, is that an injury or is that just
– Oh, my damn.
Oh, he's got one
the
of
right ring
oh,
finger.
Oh, my
goodness.
He's
got a stop-lock finger.
They get stuck in a helmet or what happened there?
And I kept playing.
Oh.
Take that sucker back. Let's go. Put
the
it in the
toughness.
Game. What'd you guys give me? I'm all fired up.
So,
I'm on Mountain Dew.
I'm fired up on Mountain Dew. Lorenzo Neal with us here on The Fan. Okay, so the Cowboys just talked. Yeah.
Okay, keep talking. I'm going to be breathing over here. That's you all right? 21
push-ups. No, okay,
you did a great job.
We'll vamp for you.
And ask the – Elizabeth, come get me. I'm coming home.
Sanford and Son.
You played for the great Marty Schottenheimer. Cowboys just hired Brian Schottenheimer, his son. I don't know.
There. His mic went up on the push-ups.
Yeah, no,
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
He knows.
Oh,
he doesn't,
take a little breath. Okay, we're
he doesn't trying, want to pull a Broadus and just heavy breathe into the mic.
That's what I do, yeah.
That's broadcasting's going on.
Yeah.
That's professionalism right
it
there.
It is.
Know that
is
a
pro.
A mic.
That is a pro.
How was it playing for Marty? I don't know, were you around Brian at all when he was a kid? Do you have any info on Brian for us?
I don't. Why do you got to say when he was a kid? You act like I'm that damn old.
Well, he's just... No.
Brian's same age. Same age as Brian.
Yeah,
you
might be the same age as Brian.
He's like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. No, Brian, I love Brian. And you know, and Brian's a great guy. He was the DB coach, offensive coordinator. He's slash offensive coordinator with Cam Cameron.
Yeah.
So I've been knowing Brian for years. Brian was a coaching with the Chargers. Yeah. So Brian was a personal friend. Me and Jamie and him would go to dinner, his wife and her families. So Brian's a great guy. I think the Cowboys hired a man that is going to bring the team together. Mm. Marty had a leadership group.
Mm-hmm.
LT, Drew Brees. And the leadership group, he would meet with those guys and talk about what the team needs to do.
Yeah.
It's the reason why I went 14-2, 12-2, 12-4. Marty Schottenheimer was a great coach. That's what the Cowboys got. They got a man that's going to bring that chemistry, that bond. Because you look at football now, guys are all over because of the fact – You have college. Now they're making money in college. They're playing for the, not for the love of the game, for the love of the money. And I think Brian Schottenheimer, because his parents and who he is, I think the Dallas Cowboys got a good man if they can give this guy some time.
I love it. That's a good endorsement.
Why don't we have football in San Diego anymore?
Man, you tell me. I was
I'm just asking you, man. You're the guy that's a legend there, not me.
I was so disappointed when that happened. I mean, you think about the memories that we had. That Dan Fouts, Chuck Muncy, Kellen Winslow, Charlie Joyner.
Yeah.
I love watching
Jack Murphy Stadium.
Jack Murphy, yes.
Gosh, come on.
This guy
man.
Needs a raise. And, and you just like to. And the Spanos, trust me, they wanted to stay there.
Sure.
Comic-Con may leave.
Yeah.
All these different things because you wouldn't. And here's the deal. Americans are taxed enough. And I get it. But it was going to be a hotel tax. So when outer towners come to town, that's how they're going to do it. And you get these politicians. And they draw their line in the sand, and they destroy communities. They destroy it because of greed and because of pride. And I hate that the Chargers, that they're always going to be the stepchild in L.A. It's the Rams. No matter what happens. So it's bad. I understand it's a business move, but I'm glad that I get to cover the team, believe in the Chargers, believe everything Chargers. I work with Matt Money Smith, who's great, who's the voice of the Chargers. So I love it. I mean, they say it's the L.A. Ravens or the L.A. Ravens because of the fact you took the GM, took all the guys that were on the Ravens, and you got the Harbaugh. So he's done a great job. He went 5 games the year before he gets there and now turns around, wins 11 games, gets them in the playoffs. And they did it without his guys, without a true number one receiver. Of course, McConkey came into his own.
Oh, yeah.
But you had Keenan, and you didn't have a tight end, a great pass-catching tight end. So you look what they did. You played with running backs that are coming off major injuries and still won 11 games. Pretty incredible.
Yeah. How's that Zen treating you?
It's treating me good, and I recovered all right. I was trying to take my time to breathe. I think I did over 20.
You were good. It's good for performance, man. Baker Mayfield does it during the games.
You know what? I used to chew a little Red Man back in the day.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, I stopped chewing probably like 10 years ago. About 10, 15 years ago. I just chewed Red Man. I never did the tough stuff because I wanted to try to live a little longer. But, so I'd get that Red Man and get on my tractor, my old John Deere tractor, drive around in a circle, all clockwise, so it's doing good for me. I like it. It's not too strong. I don't feel too queasy, and so I don't feel queasy at all. But I've had the spins before. Trust me, when you said get the spins and you grabbed the trash can, I'm like, oh,
I did.
Just in case. So yeah. What can you tell us about? What are you promoting, or who's bringing you here?
Well, I was brought here by Belief. They brought me here, dude. Today we had a friggin'. It was me and. We had Andre, Reed, great guy, Hall of Famer, and then great safety for the Steelers. See, I don't know if the Zen's making me forget names. I got CT is kicking in. What's a great he played cornerback, played safety, Rod Woodson. Yeah, Woodson. So him, Joey Portis, we all was on the and with Marcus Allen, all just together. Yeah. It just
that's
having.
Awesome.
Just
so
having,
they brought all the tough guys together in one group.
I was able to grab those guys.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, all the tough guys. Awesome. That's all tough.
Yeah,
players.
And it was just so. Belief brought me in, and I'm happy to be here to be able to talk sports and. Be able to talk to you guys, but Belief done. It's doing amazing because it's getting ex players and the teams they played for, and they're able to have a podcast and be able to talk sports and tell the listeners what it's like to be in that locker room to play for that team. And so it's really really awesome. So I really really enjoy it. So I love it. I love what football was able to do for me and what I was able to do for the game. If I didn't protect that game and didn't work out and do the things that I did, it wouldn't have taken care of me. So you don't own your brand, people do. So it was just been really, really amazing to be able to, last that long and be able to play a game. And looking forward to seeing a great Super Bowl this Sunday.
Yes, sir. Cannot wait. It's Belief, B-L-E-A-V, for folks that want to check into that. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your time here in your town.
Thank you so much. Woo! I'm fired up. Woo!
There he goes. Lorenzo Neal, NFL legend, 16 seasons, member of the All-NFL 2000s team. We're back. Maybe some football's finest. Paige VanZant, MMA, joins us next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan.